This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Business Success Tips, where the tips will bring you success and help you make
in your business.
In your business.
That's the name.
That's right.
That's like, well indexed for Google.
That's right. How to make more money, less time, and have more fun, and quit your job, shove it to the man, all those
kinds
of things.
Now, there's a certain amount of irony in quit your job during a recession. People are like, I can't get a freaking job. You're telling me to quit my job.
Well, I'm going to digress from the very beginning.
Well, then it's not a digression. You're setting the tone.
I guess that's true. So I just spent several hours on my trip from Palm Springs to here.
From the trailer park. As we learned in episode 234.
Long drive. Listening to Kathy Black, who is the CEO right now for all of Hearst newspapers and magazines. Like, the multi-billion-dollar. And it's her...
The dying enterprise.
But it's her sort of rise to success and her success tips and that kind of stuff. And I was having this inner dilemma listening to this. Because, I mean, this woman is working for the man. I mean, because that is the man personified. And she was talking how to succeed in a corporate environment. And one of the things she said, you know, I was gone for like a week or a week and a half to some place in the south of France on vacation with my husband. And when I got there was no internet, no email, no nothing. I couldn't get to anybody. I'm like, oh shit, because here I am, you know, the president of this multi-billion-dollar company. And, oh well. So I get back figuring, oh man, I'm just going to be nailed to the wall. And she walks in, and the person who actually reported to said, glad you've been in contact. She goes, yeah, me too. And then her assistant goes up, yes, I've been talking. Her assistant was lying consistently, saying, I've been talking to her every 2 days. So, and she said, get an assistant that will lie for you. and part of me went, there's something
I hope she got a raise. I hope the assistant got a raise, he or she.
You know, but
I thought you were going to say, like, the assistant was guest emailing and guest blogging.
No,
guest
it's
tweeting.
Just lying that you... And she just, you know, the idea is do whatever it takes to make your boss happy. It's talking about how to climb the corporate ladder and...
Kiss a lot of ass.
Kiss a lot of ass. Make sure you make your boss happy. And I'm sure it's all true. And the woman
is... It never happens to me.
And the woman is obviously incredibly successful. I don't know how people can relate to her when she goes, well, when he picked us up and, like, you know, I got ribs all over the Gulf Stream. And the guy was just so pissed. And, you know... and the woman in the loo, and I'm going, can the average person relate to getting ribs all over his Gulf Stream? You know, it's a little...
right.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, right. It's just your average joke. Average person's problem. But, I mean, I'm sure the advice is very sound. But part of me was having an incredible emotional dilemma. And I realized, Paul, you were an incredible hypocrite. But I guess a lot of
us are. JC tells you that all the time.
And I thought... You know, it's sort of like the whole green is guilt thing. I mean, the I think what's driving green is guilt. And I was thinking, well, here I am, you know. And
do you really think that? I have to tell you that I don't.
Well, I believe that most of us are, you know, we have the choice between, you know, what do you say, helping the planet and saving money. And that's a, like, for example.
Not always.
But,
it's not always.
Okay, I'm going to digress again. We look at box stores.
No, because this is the first time you're addressing.
Okay, so box stores. I mean, Walmart desecrated small retail. I mean, just wiped it out. And then comes Costco, and you know the small businesses are dying, and the big boxes are getting bigger because they got. And the fact is, I drink at Starbucks all the time. I could go to the.
Ooh, you're bad.
I go because I like Starbucks.
Pete.
But it's still a damn. It doesn't matter.
It's not
still,
as bad as Starbucks. Actually.
But it's still
degrees of evil.
It's still the man. But the point is, I shop at Costco. Why? Because you know they're cheaper and they're better. And there's this dilemma between I want to support small business. I live for small business, but I help, you know, contractors build billionaires or rich people houses. So there's this constant, when I was listening to this lady talking about the man, her success, all that kind of stuff, I go through this internal kind of, oh my God, I am such a hypocrite because here I am. I don't shop at the local store. I shop at Walmart.
Do you shop at any local stores? Like, do you go to like your local hardware store or independently owned?
Occasionally, I go to Ace Hardware. Yeah. But the fact is,
it'll make you feel better. I'm telling you, I go down to my local hardware store. Yeah. If I have to buy a nail, I mean anything, I go down. I know George is the guy, and he's so cool. And it's like he's still in business. And the day that I go in there, and that becomes some freaking, you know, Home Depot outlet or whatever the hell it'll be, I'll feel horrible.
I'll go to Peeney's Hardware, but it's an Ace Hardware store, but it is at least local. It's not Home Depot. Part of a chain.
It's different.
But the thing is, when it all comes down to it, the box stores have done a way better job of distribution. They buy it direct from China, blah, blah, blah. They can give the better product, the same products at less cost, better service, da, 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 da.
Until China lets the value of their currency increase the way they need to in order to stave off.
I do this, and part of me is and then it feeling will be so cheap. About it. I mean, I feel, but I'm doing it. So I wonder if our listeners out there have this, any kind of, you know,
hypocrisy
attack of going, I really want to do the right thing, but I also want to save money, or I also want to keep my job.
Yeah, but you know what? The problem is that if you talk about the way that you know you, I'm not being preachy here. So the truth is that the most influence that you have is not when you go to the voting booth, which you should do, is the way you vote with your dollars.
Right.
It makes the most impact in this world, and there's no getting around it. So if you want to have an impact and you want your actual actions to line up with your professed morals and ethics and your beliefs, that's how you have to do it.
But I like Starbucks coffee better than the
local. Well, you need to be introduced to better coffee. I'm telling you, you don't.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, I know you get high off of Starbucks. That was in the previous episode.
But the point is, and Costco.
It's like catnip for you.
And Costco has, you know, the best return policy on the planet. I mean,
it's not a black and white world, right? You can mix it up. You know?
Right, I go to Costco. Yeah. Like, that doesn't make me evil, but I also go to my local hardware stores, you know, and I mix it up for...
But if most of my, you know, major amount of purchases go through Costco or Roth or whatever some... They've just
what we're saying is just dabble in some local business.
Life isn't black and white. Yeah. Live in the gray.
But there is still a lot of... I mean, if I really, really believed in supporting, you know, the little local small business, I wouldn't shop.
But here's your thing is, though, you're kind of an extremist because you're saying, like, if I can't do it 100%, I might as well just give in and go to only Costco and Starbucks.
Oh, I know. I go to the local hardware store. But the point is that I think... All
or your
of
local
this.
Coffee shop.
Like,
have you stopped? Have you stopped into a local coffee shop? Have you tasted the best coffee in Sonoma County? This is completely specific to where we live right now. Is Flying Goat and Centro Cafe Centro over in Fountain Grove? You go have coffee there. You will never go back to Starbucks. I'm telling you, they can do like you know what I'm talking about here with the cappuccino and the ribbony little swirly swirl with the part and the whole thing. These guys are master baristas.
They craft the coffee.
They craft the coffee. That is a lost art, and they know how to do it, and they do that in Italy. And so you need to get out and check that stuff out, because that's a local company.
But I think most of us, speaking of people out there, have some hypocrisy in the fact whether we, you know, drive a gas
company. The only person who's not hypocritical is someone who lives up in the mountains in a shack.
Well, that's what I mean.
And eats ants and termites.
I guess so.
I've got a few people that write for me that do that, and I'm just like, I'm not worthy, man.
But, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, like,
you're green. I mean, holy shit, you're green. I'm black compared to...
Remember the Gandhi story, you know, and Gandhi was some kid to him and said, tell my son not to eat sugar, and he goes, I can't do that. And then he doesn't eat sugar for like 6 months and comes back and he's a kid, right? So, I mean, that's the Gandhi level of consciousness. Yeah. But,
I must do it first to profess what
right,
I say.
Said. And there's a part, maybe it's the hippie when I was raised, but there's a part of me that feels I'm definitely supporting the man big time, but at the same time, I really don't want to. And I don't think else has a dilemma with me, but occasionally listening to this tape, listening to the woman who was incredibly successful working for the big newspapers and Murdoch and all the guys that run the planet going, holy shit. And I frequent these people.
But did she enjoy her vacation more at the Ritz than you did what is it called? The Sky Valley Resort.
Yeah, I really couldn't tell you.
You know, I bet you had a better vacation than
I really couldn't tell you.
I think so. I think you did, based on what you said.
You know, I really couldn't tell you. But
it isn't about spending $300 a night at the best hotel, right? It's life happens elsewhere.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm reading a book right now about the Tara Humara runners in Mexico. Have you heard about these guys? Mm-hmm. It's a running culture that lives in the mountains. And these guys are the best runners in the world. You know why?
All they do is run.
And what motivates them?
Chasing, being chased by bears. I don't know.
No, what motivates me, you and me to run? To stay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. What motivates them is the pure joy
of running.
The pure joy of running.
No, it's true. No, and I've got into that. That is true. No, yeah. I like doing it. It's true. It's fine.
So,
I mean, I think of us, we are a, you know, consumption-based society, and consumerism is destroying the planet, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And at the same point, I'm a big consumer. I mean, I'm not as big a consumer as I used to be. In fact, I have noticed something interesting. Living with my wife, I have gotten greener in some interesting ways.
Do we want to see them on air?
No, they can't. So, in the olden days...
Is this like Isabella Rossellini green sex?
No.
Okay.
Is this a break?
No. We'll take a break.
Oh, actually, you know what? It's funny you said that because it's exactly time for a break. Saved by the break. We'll be right back on Business Success Tips. Thank you, Steve. All right, go ahead.
As I was saying.
No, you forget. Blah, 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 blah. Time, 5, 6, 24, 92.
In the old days, there was a beautiful desert, and it's like scenic. And what did I do to the desert? I took a dude buggy, or a motorcycle, or whatever made as much goddamn noise and went as fast as I could possibly do, sort of romping through the desert, tearing the shit out of everything, feeling really good about the power and the drive and the noise and all that kind of crap. I was going, yay, team. I got off on that. Now I find myself running through the desert, you know, no nothing, just me and the desert and running, which is probably healthy. And I think I'm enjoying the running as much as I was enjoying the vroom vroom motorcycles, dune bugs, all the crap I used to have. And I thought, well, that it's probably a good thing because it's definitely greener, you know, than, mm-hmm. you know.
Much greener.
That kind
Better
of stuff.
For you.
Better for me. And I thought, well, that's interesting because it is possible. I don't need quite the amount of, what's the word, diversion or... You know, whatever that stuff is that all those testosterone-driven vehicles give you. And I'm starting to appreciate that more.
Adrenaline junkies.
And I am starting to appreciate that more. But actually, it is, and as I'm running through the desert, and we like run 5 miles through the desert, that's really cool. And so I think that's sort of a way that you can get, and I'm sure it's greener than tearing the shit out of it with whatever vehicles I was driving.
I would agree.
So have we absolved you of your sins? Yes.
Well, I've made some progress, you know. I'm still a consumer, but I do some things differently.
Well, I think, again, going back, I think that life is in the gray, you know, and it's right. not about being perfect. It's about being conscious, you know, and it's getting, and it's all relative to your own character arc.
And I have one of the things in my little talk that I do is talk about you can change direction, but you can't change position. So if you're here and you want to be here, unless you're some enlightened master, it's really difficult to do that and immediately change from point A to point B. But if you're headed this direction,
oh, I see,
and you can shift it to going up. Yeah,
you can't teleport yourself to another place.
Right. You know, another. So it's sort of like I used to drink 5 coffees a day. Now I drink 4. Or I used to, you know.
Is that a real example, by the way?
No, I actually drink 1.
That's good.
The rest is
green. Man, you were stressing me out. That's a lot of caffeine.
No, and I green tea the rest of the time. It's less caffeine, but still caffeine. So the point is.
Coffee milk.
When you're looking at trying to change people's behavior, it's really difficult to change. Okay, you're going to go, like, in losing weight. I mean, if you want to lose weight, talk to a person who's thin. Don't talk to a person that's lost 100 pounds 5 times because they're not going to know how to do it. They're just going to lose 100 pounds 5 times.
Right. Which is, by the way, most people who lose weight.
Right. Yeah. And when I was listening to a book, listening to another book called, Mindless Diet, it brought up an interesting concept of if you... Let's say, for example, you drink 2 lattes a day, and you use regular latte as opposed to a non-fat.
Regular milk. Mm-hmm.
As opposed to a non-fat. It's a 200-calorie swing, mm-hmm. 200 calories. If you swing 200 calories a day less, as opposed to taking 200 calories a day, 200 calories a day more, that's a 400-calorie swing. It's almost impossible to notice a difference in 200 calories a day, because the average person eats like 2,000-3,000.
Right.
You're not even notice it. Those 200, that 400 calorie swing will mean 12 to 14 pounds a year in your weight. It's huge. but it's progressive. So the point of the mindless diet was figure out a way, if you just have non-fat as opposed to fat. Or interesting, they did something with, they compared, Subway and McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, people feel better about Subway if they eat more because they're feeling less guilty than they eat if it gets a strange survey. But it is about making small changes over long periods of time.
Yep.
And those are much easier to do than trying to, okay, I'm going to go on a diet, I'm going to meditate, I'm going to, boom, this is it, change my life.
Overnight.
And it works.
Sure.
Yeah. No, it's
but
true.
If you can say a little change.
The mindless diet, again, because like, it's basically it's transparent. I mean, you don't really notice the impact of the change that much. It's small,
there's no stress.
Change.
There's no stress. I mean,
you don't feel deprivation. When people go into deprivation, they rebel against the deprivation.
Right.
It becomes very mentally stressful.
So speaking of food, can I put in my plug now?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think it's the appropriate time. So business associate of mine who's based up in the Midwest has come up with a great way to promote an idea that I've been thinking of, which is how can you feed people locally who really need food. And he started a site called willgeekforfood.org.
Is that for F-O-R or the number
it's,
four?
Good question. It's F-O-R. So it's willgeekforfood.org. And this is a place where you can contribute anything from $1 to $1 million if you want to. But it goes to Feeding America, which is used to be called, I think, Second Harvest. And what they do is that they distribute the money directly to local food banks. This is for our American audience, by the way. Overseas, you probably have your own version of this. And it's a great way to help out people in the United States who simply can't get enough to eat. And right now, there's a huge, very scary percentage of people that are worried about their next meal. And a very scary percentage of kids that are worried about their next meal. So they're not even thinking about diet. They're just thinking about, how do I eat? So I would encourage our listeners to check that site, especially if you're a geek, by the way, like,
now, can you like donate food to like your local food bank?
You can do that too. You can
drop a can of beans off.
You can drop off canned food. You can do a meal a month. I'm doing that with San Francisco. At least my company's doing that, where they just take it off our credit card every month, and so you're just contributing. Because a lot of times the food drives come around Christmas, as if people only get hungry at Christmas. Well,
is this our Christmas show?
Yeah.
Yeah, people get
this,
hungry.
This may well be, I do not know. I think it is our Christmas show.
Merry Christmas!
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy
and super duper Kwanzaa?
Yeah.
Kick-ass Kwanzaa.
Kick-ass Kwanzaa.
Yeah, okay. That's it has to be alliterative.
So anyway, that was my plug.
Okay.
So.
Well, now that's something.
It's cool. I'm looking at the site right now.
That's
on Twitter and Facebook.
Well,
and,
that's something people can do in a small degree.
They can
donate
you can
a little
do,
bit.
You can do $5.
They could change that way.
$5. That'll feed.
Every $1 you donate helps provide 7 meals to men, women, and children facing hunger in our country. It's a lot of impact.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Huge.
Good stuff.
So, if you're trying to change your behavior out there, whether it's the way you eat, the way you save money, the way you smoke, pick one, try to do it at an amount that you won't feel deprived. Because the minute you feel deprived, as Sean said, your little kid comes out and goes, nah, 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 I ain't got to do that anymore. And sooner or later, it will win.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, your inner child will win over the irrational adult, and you'll go back to whatever the hell it was you were doing in the first place.
Yeah.
But if you just quit a little bit over time, and it never feels deprived, sort of mindless, silent kind of way of doing things, like cooking a frog, you've heard this before, you won't even notice it.
Yeah.
And yet, you can lose 10 pounds, 12 pounds a year. And I think after visiting the trailer park, you're noticing a lot of people that are 55 are overweight, not uncommon. Like most people, it was a huge amount of people in this country.
You should
overweight.
Take them running in the desert with you. You could lead the charge.
Lead the charge, right?
You're in the Moses of running.
That's right. But what happens is that
follow
that,
me! The tablets are heavy, but I don't care.
That's right. So changing those behaviors, I mean, America gets fat slowly. It's not quickly.
Right.
And, I mean, there's some kids that are obese, but if you think about it, it's the 2 pounds a year, the 4 pounds a year, the six, whatever.
And the lack of exercise. I mean,
But that all contributes to that. Right. But it's just
a downward spiral.
It's not all of a sudden you go gain 30 pounds when you're 45.
Yeah.
It's you've been gaining 2 to 5 pounds a year, 8 pounds a year. And you can shift that entirely by just being aware of doing one thing less, cutting 200 calories here or 200 calories there, or smoking.
It's true. And as long as this is a weight loss episode too, I would also say that when you start doing things like getting more physically active, your body starts asking for better food and you clean out and it helps you. It makes it easier. I don't know if you guys have had that experience. Oh, yeah. Like the more physically active I am, the my body naturally asks for better foods, and so that helps. It makes it easier. It's not like I'm asking for the same sort of toxic food that I was addicted to before, so that helps it.
The guy that makes me laugh is Gene Karnassus, ultra marathon.
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
So he eats amazingly well, except when he's running 300 miles.
He'll throw pizza down! But he's like a furnace at that point. It doesn't matter what he eats.
I've noticed when I like exercise almost every day now, that you do shift your metabolism. And if you burn on a consistent basis, it also has to do with, Lisa taught me to eat, 400 or 500 calories 8 times a day. Sure, the body never really gets hungry. It never goes into the store mode. It always goes and just keeps burning. And the other tip I learned, which is huge, and it came out the other night when the couple we were with was eating, 5 chocolate chip cookies, and Lisa looked at she'd kill me if they won, that don't eat carbs after whatever 4 or 5 at night, because it just goes straight to fat. You don't need the fuel. And you can eat carbs in the morning.
That tastes so damn
good. Bread at dinner, French bread at dinner, I'm sorry.
You can eat them in the morning. I'm just saying that when you talk about eating habits, the one that I think adds sort of the most weight for the least amount of effort, which is not a good thing, is when you eat a lot of stuff before you go to bed. Right? Because it's just, you're not burning it. It's got no place to go, and your body just stores it, which makes sense. So if you're going to eat like huge breakfast and eat stuff in the morning.
Yeah, eat your carbs like early in the day. Like a bowl of cereal, go for it.
But don't eat the double bowl of Cheerios just for a go sleep.
And if you do all this, you'll be successful in business.
Well, it's a lot easier to be successful in business if you're healthy.
I'm only half kidding.
No, it's true. If you're healthy, you did the thing on running. What people that run are healthy.
I'm stepping it up.
Oh, baby. I found that if I run more than about, 6, 7, 8 miles, that my body goes.
You just have to break through a barrier. I mean, I used to think my ceiling was X, and I'm doing 2X now, and I could do 3X. You just have to keep.
So how far are you running now, marathoner?
My next race is a 20K.
20K.
And then after that, I'll go for a 30K.
Well, I've gotten to 10K no problem, but maybe we should step it up to going.
Just keep going. Just keep pushing yourself.
Well, it isn't too... I mean, don't, like, die. After a while, after I noticed the first mile sucks, the second mile, then after you get to, like, the fourth mile, it's sort of like get into the green. You don't just keep going. You don't die.
No.
Cool.
Thanks, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Get healthy.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. And may your next year be awesome.
And there it is, another episode of Business Success Tips. Thanks, as always, for joining us. You can check out our website online at businesssuccesstips.org. Send us an email at friends@businesssuccesstips.org, or if you're a Twitter stalker, find us at twitter.com/BST podcast. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.
Hey, this is Sean Daly, host of Green Talk Radio. Green Talk helps you navigate the maze of green and eco products on the market today and make smarter lifestyle choices at home and at work through informative and entertaining interviews with industry authors and experts, as well as executives from innovative companies around the world. Find Green Talk Radio on iTunes or at personallifemedia.com. Green Talk Radio, environmental stewardship through smart consumption.